The Labor Department said today that the U.S. economy added 156,000 jobs in September, and the unemployment rate inched up to 5%. That was not as good a report as economists were expecting, but there was some good news. Wages are going up. Mike Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And is there anything in this report that changes the outlook on the economy?
No, I don't think it moves the needle too much. As you said, it was slightly below expectations. The economists in a survey by Bloomberg were expecting about 16,000 more jobs. But there's been a bit of a pattern for payrolls in August and September to come in below estimates over the past decade or so. So that might be part of what's at play here. And while the unemployment rate did tick up from 4.9% to 5%, the labor force participation rate also increased. So that means there's more people out in the workforce looking for jobs. And that's likely why the unemployment rate ticked up a little bit.
And when you look at where the jobs are coming from, we see the temporary help services category added 23,000 jobs. And there's talk about dry cleaning jobs helping to boost this report. What does that tell you?
Well, there's been a big lift in restaurant jobs, too. So maybe people are staining their clothes more. I don't know. But it is, you know, it's been a sort of a somewhat of a worry for some economists that the composition of the jobs that we've added hasn't been excellent. There's been a big loss of energy production jobs and a bigger gain in sort of retail and restaurant and part-time jobs, like you pointed out. But one column in this report that is pretty good is professional and business services employment rose by about 67,000, and it's risen by almost 600,000 over the past year. So that's good, higher-paying, technical consulting and management type of jobs. So that's definitely a bright spot of this report.
And what about wages? Good news there. Average hourly earnings up 0.2% over August, but up 2.6% over the previous year.
Yeah, wage growth has been slowly inching its way up, not as robust as many people would like, and it decelerated a little bit in August. So this was good to see that it's back up to about 2.6%. It's a nice sort of Goldilocks level. It suggests that salaries are growing enough to support an increase in consumer spending, but not so fast that they're really causing the economy to overheat. So that's definitely not a concern.
Now, last month, the Fed met and decided not to raise interest rates at that moment, which some people thought that they would. The new expectation is that the rate hike will come in December or maybe even later than that. But does this report affect the Fed's thinking at all?
I don't think it's enough to really change their mind. They've sort of been making the case for an increase in December. There was a little bit of talk about possibly even an increase in November. So there was a slight chance of that. And I think this makes a November increase pretty much much more unlikely, and that we most likely will see an increase in December.
And when we see 5% unemployment, how low can it go?
That's a great question. I mean, what is full employment in this economy? A lot of people wondering that. You know, it has been lowered. It was below 5% there for a few months. I don't think it can go. It obviously can't go way lower. But it does suggest that labor force participation rate will increase. More people will enter the workforce as the job climate improves. So it could sort of stick at this level and even go up a little bit. But that won't necessarily be too bad of a sign for the job market.
That's Mike Regan, a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, with the latest on the jobs report. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.